A pair of Northern Wisconsin choirs help those with dementia and other progressive diseases to find joy and reclaim their voices. We'll hear from the director of these memory choirs. It's Thursday, December 25th. Merry Christmas. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, we're revisiting some of our favorite stories of the year. Today, we've got a story about skateboarding friends in Milwaukee who built their own skate park. Stay with us.
I'm Roy Christensen, chair of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. WPR is more than a news source. It's a lifeline for our communities. From daily reporting and in-depth analysis to classical music and meaningful conversations, WPR delivers reliable content every day. As a board member and a longtime listener, I know how vital this service is. Visit WPR.org/together.
A memory choir helps seniors with memory loss from dementia or Alzheimer's to reclaim their voices and find community through song. Vince Schurin is a musician who leads two such choirs in northern Wisconsin. One is called Melody Lane. The other, Parkinsong, is for people with Parkinson's disease. He recently spoke with Rob Ferret on WPR's Wisconsin Today.
Well, for people who aren't familiar, what is a memory choir?
Yeah, so a memory choir is basically a community choir that is open to anyone. And the only difference really is that there are certain things that we take into consideration to make sure that participation in the choir is inclusive and accessible for people with memory loss or other cognitive issues.
When people with that kind of memory loss are participating in this case, Melody Lane, what kind of response do you see from them? What do you see maybe change on their faces as they start to get into the singing?
What I hear from choir members and care partners is often that singers with memory loss really light up and they engage with their environment more than they normally do. When we sing songs, especially that they're familiar with, that they remember, they sing along and they have big smiles on their faces. One of our recent concert attendees said that it was so great to see all of the singers' faces light up while they were singing, and especially those with memory loss.
Well, let's give a little listen to the Melody Lane singers. Here's a theme song I understand you wrote for them. That's the Melody Lane singers. Vince, tell us a little bit about how it came together and how the first season went as you were teaching and working with the Melody Lane singers.
Yeah, how it came about was there's a nonprofit organization based in Minneapolis called the Giving Voice Initiative, and they are doing this rural initiatives program to try to help a handful of new choirs get started, new memory choirs get started. And so they reached out to me and asked if I would want to start one in Ashland. And I said yes. So they helped by providing grant funding. They also provided a lot of logistical support, advice, some templates and materials that we might use, and were just very supportive and mentored us in getting the choir started here.
Now you're working with Melody Lane. You have another project. You're the director for Parkinsong. Tell us a little bit about the story behind Parkinsong.
Yeah, the Parkinsong Choir, it was going for about 8 years or so, but had a break during COVID, as many choirs and other organizations did. So then they didn't meet up for a handful of years, and then they asked me if I would want to help kind of revive the choir, get it going again. And I said yes. So now I'm currently in my third year of directing the Parkinsong Choir, and it is just an incredible group of people. We sing in four-part harmony, and it is facilitated and operated by the Bay Area Parkinson's Support Group.
Part of the social connection here, and this is something you mentioned on the websites for the groups, is there's an intergenerational element to it, where you have people of different ages and backgrounds getting together. Why is that important?
It's important because it is one of the superpowers of music. Everybody can sing together and work on their voices blending together, work on unifying, work on creating something together. And it's just a great activity that is accessible for everybody, for people who are young, who are old, who have Parkinson's, who have memory loss, who just want to be more involved in the community and reap the benefits that group singing has to offer. You know, it's such a great medicine for people to come together and sing together.
That was Vince Schurin, a singer and music educator who leads community and memory choirs in northern Wisconsin. You can hear the full interview at WPR.org/WisconsinToday. Coming up, we'll visit Milwaukee's National DIY Skate Park. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Life is getting to know your neighbors.
A lot of my relatives were river rats. Whole families made a living, as I did.
I'm proud to be Mexican, Pueblo, Oneida, Two-Spirit, proud to be everything that I am.
We just want to, you know, be part of American dream.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a skate park in Milwaukee.
5 years ago, a group of friends in Milwaukee saw potential in an old parking lot under a freeway. WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk has the story of the National DIY Skate Park, a do-it-yourself project that started out as a secret and has become a part of the fabric of the city.
Drive down National Avenue too fast and you'll miss it. Skaters under a freeway in Milwaukee's Walker's Point neighborhood. On this steamy day, they're out practicing tricks on curves and quarter pipes in a space that's done a full 180 since the early days of the pandemic. At the time, Dylan Shanahan was living alone and his job was on hold.
The only place where I felt safe or good was when I was riding my skateboard.
But in the city of Milwaukee, there were no public outdoor skate parks. So Shanahan and his friends found other places to skate around the city. One day, his buddy brought him to an old park and ride under the interstate with half an idea.
He's like, you know, we can build that transition like over there, over here. And I was like, but we could build a skate park over here because I just was already in it.
The spot was dark and loud and honestly, gross. There was runoff from car oil and the residue of drug use and tons of trash. Shanahan says that made it perfect.
Like, it's kind of a big reason why we were able to build and everything, because it was just people couldn't see it or know what we were doing all the whole time, you know, until it was like really growing.
And the transformation happened quickly. Throughout 2020, kids came from across the city to clear out trash and pour cement for the first ramps. Adam Polanski is a veteran of the Milwaukee skate scene. He's owned Sky High Skate Shop since the 90s and says he watched this DIY project blossom naturally.
You know, it has that organic, like, movement. It's a little more exciting because people get to watch as things get added and it adds more excitement as things move along and things get built up.
Polanski says the National DIY Skate Park, named for National Avenue, filled a decades-old need, and soon it got the city's attention. That could be good or bad, according to Emmy Yates. She started hanging around the park while writing a master's thesis about DIY spaces. She says one of the hallmarks of DIY spaces is fragility. They're built outside official pathways, which means there's room for creativity and freedom and community, but also
these are very delicate spaces and they get bulldozed down day of, years in.
The Milwaukee crew says that vulnerability scared them. So they formed a nonprofit, and going legit had a snowball effect. Money from the city for better fencing and lights, consulting on an official city skate park nearby, recognition from the mayor. 5 years in, volunteers have poured thousands of hours into building this park. Shanahan estimates he single-handedly carted out thousands of pounds of trash, but as of a few weeks ago, another milestone, city trash cans.
So it's like pretty new. So in like the porta potty as well, like it's like, that's a big deal. When we get a vending machine, I think we'll be on top, you know?
Shanahan glances over at a little boy and girl going down a quarter pipe. He says seeing those kids is kind of the whole point. They'll get to grow up with this place to come to.
That's when it like transcends the responsibility notion and it becomes a full-on mission.
The pillars holding up the freeway are painted with murals by local artists. Eventually, Shanahan says, there'll be landscaping by the road. The collective vision will build out one step at a time. And in a few hours, the sun will go down and the lights will come on, and people will still be out under the freeway, skating in the summer air.
WPR's Anya Van Wagtendonk brought us that story on the National DIY Skate Park in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Christmas Day. Thanks so much for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Hope you have a fantastic holiday if you're celebrating. If you're not celebrating, I still hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.